Here he is in the studio, Phil Moss joining us this morning. G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate.
What's the one?
Arnie's very happy with the standard in the A-League, and he thinks it's better than over there in Holland.
He does, and he's a very good judge of that because for two reasons. He played over there for a long time, and he's also just come back from a trip where he took in quite a few Dutch games. He went and visited PSV, where Trent Sainsbury is, and obviously Bert van Marwijk and Mark van Bommel, who took the Socceroos to the last World
That's
Cup.
It's a big rap for our competition, though, isn't
it? It is, and it's in stark contrast to a couple of other Socceroos coaches in the past, particularly I remember Pim Verbeek coming out and criticising the standard of the A-League, said our players would be better going to Europe and training than playing in the A-League. His comments may have been taken out of context a little, but the point is the A-League has come a long, long way. That was back in 2009.
Yeah, I was going to say 10 years ago, he probably had a fair point, did he?
Yeah, he probably did to some degree, but I always believe that playing is better than training, especially in a senior competition, a professional competition. But anyway, that's beside the point. The fact is that Graham Arnold takes the A-League seriously, as did Ange Postecoglou, and there's some players putting their hand up. We saw Craig Goodwin in the FFA Cup final score a couple of crackers. He's someone who's played for the Socceroos before. He's trying to work his way back. Adam Taggart, who's playing for Brisbane Roar, has been in some good form getting into areas to score so far this season. Hasn't scored a lot, but he's getting there and he's getting the chances.
What about this Goodwin from Adelaide, who scored a couple of goals the other night? Now, he's played for the Socceroos before. Is he a chance of being recalled?
Yeah, I think he is. He certainly stood up on a big stage the other night down there at Cooper's and
scored two crackers. A
couple of
those goals were amazing.
Oh, they were incredible. On any stage in world football, they were top shelf.
Jeez, I couldn't get Robbie to give him a rap. I've tried to get him in the Aussie side yesterday, and Robbie Slater's howled me down.
Well, I think the reference to Timmy Cahill was probably what threw Robbie off track. But, yeah, look, Craig Goodwin is a versatile
I never compared
player.
Him to Tim Cahill.
No, I know. I know you didn't. But, look, he can play left back. He can play left wing. He's quick enough. He's got an action. He's got a very, very good cross on him. And as we saw the other night, an excellent free kick. You won't see him score too many with his right foot like he did the other night, but certainly he'd be one that that Arnie would be looking at.
Talking about young bloke, he's not that young, but we've got Daniel Arzani, mate. I touched on it earlier. He might make his first grade, I'll call it first grade, his top flight debut for Celtic. By the way, that match, 1-0, 25 minutes gone. Tommy Rogic scored.
Tommy Rogic just scored, that's right. And that's hot off the press, that one. That wasn't too long ago. But
did you see what Kenny Dalglish said about him?
I did.
Kenny Dalglish said he's maturing into one of the finest players in the UK.
That's a big, big rap. Kenny Dalglish, Celtic legend.
Legend.
Obviously Liverpool
Scottish
as well.
Legend.
Scottish legend. But
just a legend.
Look, coming out of his mouth, you sit up and take notice. And I've said for a while now, I'd like to see Tommy go, with all due respect to Celtic and the Scottish Premier League, I want him to go to a big league. Not just a big club, because I think he's at that stage of his career now where he needs to take that next step.
But it's a matter of other clubs wanting him too.
Yeah, that's right. And there's been talk and some smoke around Tommy Rogic over the last few years. Arsenal seemed to be interested a couple of years ago. That was under Arsene Wenger. Yeah. He's now gone.
Because I'm assuming everyone would want to play in the Premier League.
Yeah, you just got to get time, Loz.
You would think so.
Yeah, you sign with a big club, you might just sit on the pine or 2 years.
Yeah. And I'll tell you where Tommy Rogic has to stand up. He has to stand up in Europe and for Celtic. And he hasn't really done that yet.
Okay.
He's outstanding in the Scottish Premier League.
Yep.
Which Robbie says is worse than the A-League.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Agree with that. Yep. I think there's some of our very good A-League sides that would be extremely competitive over there.
We're always talking about our depth and we want the Socceroos to succeed. But our under-20s have missed out on the World Cup again.
Yeah, they needed to make the semi-finals of the AFC Under-19 Championships under Ante Milicic, and they fell short. They got beaten in the quarter-final 3-1 by Saudi Arabia, which means we miss out. Our under-17s are through to the World Cup in Peru next year. But these tournaments are massive steps in the development of our players towards Socceroos. You know what it's like, Loz. You need big tournament experience. You need the program now shuts down for the 20s because they're not preparing for a major tournament, so it's a big blow.
How many of our guys that could have played in this under-20s tournament didn't? If you know what I mean. Like, do they go overseas and Are they allowed to come back and play in this
tournament? Were we at full strength?
Yeah, full strength.
Yeah, look, I think we were there or thereabouts.
Right.
It's difficult with these under 20s. I think most of them.
Because I'm assuming once they go overseas, the clubs are reluctant.
Yeah.
If they're 18 or 19 and on the verge of.
Depending on where they sit at their clubs.
Yeah.
I mean, some managers see it as a great development tool to send them away into camp and let them play in these tournaments. Even the AFC Under 19 tournament was a big tournament.
Yeah.
Nowhere near a World Cup or an Olympics or something like that. But certainly I think most of that squad, without having it right in front of me, I think was A-League based. But there's a couple of overseas players as well.
Mm. Round three, Melbourne City hosting Sydney FC tomorrow night.
Tough week for Sydney FC, isn't it, to bounce back in 3 days from a heartbreaking FFA Cup final. I spoke to Stevie Corrick the other day. He was very impressed with the performance after the Cup final. And he said, look, at the end of the day, we got beaten by two incredible goals. Sometimes you've got to stick your hand up. But very short turnaround. The derby last Saturday night, the Cup final Tuesday night, Melbourne City away.
High-intensity games too, aren't they? They're just not games where you can go out there and not be at your best and win. The derby against the Wanderers, you've got to be up.
Mm.
You've got to be up for the final. So
that's right. And as I said to you the other morning, it's early in the season to be up for three
games
in a row. 6 days.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Sydney FC are going to start outsiders in that contest. How do you see it?
Well, I think in the context we've just spoken about, I think that's probably fair and reasonable. Don't forget they've lost Sim Deong as well, so he's out injured with a hamstring for what seems like six weeks.
Old man hamstring.
Calf injury is the old man's injury.
Yeah.
I got plenty of them.
It's not far away.
I get them just walking to the car.
So you're thinking about the 245 Melbourne City against Sydney FC 270. You're thinking about the 245.
I'd be all over it.
I'll never back against Sydney FC, but I think that's decent money.
I think it is, only because I'm just relating it to total just sports teams, psyche, to play three hard matches in 6 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's very tough.
And they've been on the road since Monday now.
Don't give them excuses, boys.
No excuses. They're reasons.
No, if they're good enough, they'll win. But I just think at this stage, they've got a few injuries, maybe a bit tired. Emotionally, they've been up for the Wanderers, up for the FFA Cup. Can they get up again?
Yeah, it's a very good point. Speaking of the Wanderers, mate, 285 against Wellington have sort of been... I know we're only 2 weeks in, mate, but I'd call them my surprise packets.
And that's a fair comment, TK. Under Mark Rudin, a rookie A-League coach, he certainly brought some belief back to Wellington, and they're playing with a confidence and a real passion, if you like, that we haven't seen from Wellington over recent seasons, which seems a strange comment to make. But Rudes was a heart-in-the-sleeve player, and as we've seen in sport, you know, teams take on their manager's personality, and you can see it happening with Wellington.
Hey, in the EPL, Mossy, how difficult will it be for Leicester to get up this weekend playing Cardiff?
Yeah, well, the game is going ahead. That's the first point. And Cardiff have come out and said they'll give any support that they can to the supporters and obviously the people employed by Leicester.
Is there any doubts? Well, I suppose it's early. Is there any doubts that they, you know, with his passing, that they might sort of, you know, relinquish any role that they had to play in? Take away the funding and
that can all happen.
Put the club in financial.
Who knows, Loz? You don't know what was set in place. I mean, you'd imagine that there was a plan moving forward, a business
something
plan,
happened,
and you don't know. But all I know is
that we're talking about the chairman of Leicester City, unfortunately killed in that helicopter crash, leaving the ground.
Terrible, absolutely terrible.
You just don't know whether the wife is that passionate about football,
or the son, or I don't know.
Well, the thing I did read during the week, Kasper Schmeichel, the goalkeeper, wrote a tribute, and he said it wasn't just about the owner; it was about his family and how the family was such a big part of Leicester City Football Club and Leicester.
And they might love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently, he's really good in the community. And he was actually with them before they went to the Premier League, and then they got from the Championship to the Premier League, and then they won there. He does really good work in the entire area.
That's right. And he said to Kasper Schmeichel when he first signed him, we will make dreams come true at this club together. Yeah. And who would have thought that that dream would be going on and winning the Premier League?
Well, they 500-1 or 5,000-1.
Yeah, 5,000-1.
Mossy, and you giggle about this because I mention it all the time about Usain up at Erin Affair. Well, I was up there on Saturday, all right?
And you saw him?
Didn't see him. No, I was looking everywhere, right? Avoca.
He was ducking and weaving.
Walking in out of Terrigal. Shops. People would have been saying, who's this bloke? He's walking in and out of this shop. He's been following this bloke for...
Usain was ducking and weaving.
I actually got arrested at one stage.
This man lurking in the hallway of the Erin Affair. Who is this man?
I thought it was a public toilet.
I can see him with his cap pulled down, his dark glasses.
Yeah, tracksuit on, tracksuit.
We digress, but where is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where is Usain Bolt?
He's all gone quiet. He's gone.
I wonder if he is gone.
It's all gone quiet. It really has.
If he's gone, we should know.
If anyone from the Central Coast has seen
Erin Affair,
Usain Bolt, let us know, please. We want to know whether he's in the country or he's left.
Yeah.
And if he's still walking around Erin Affair.
He's not going to be staying here to be jogging around with some park football or something.
No. Or playing youth league. Can't see it.
No.
Can't see it.
No. What do you want to leave us with,
well,
mate? Can we just quickly, Daniel Arzani's on the bench?
Yep. On the bench this morning, so that's...
First time he wasn't rated in the top 44 there at Celtic, and now he's got himself on the bench.
Seems to be a step forward for him. I hope it doesn't ruin a clause that I believe he has in his contract, that if he doesn't play for Celtic before December, he can get out. I would like to see him get out and go somewhere where he's going to play week in, week out, maybe a Holland, maybe a Scandinavia somewhere.
Yeah, but mate, what's the point of that? If now Graham Arnold's saying the A-League is better than the Dutch League, why go to Holland?
Well, because he needs to play. And he's
Europe.
He
can come back here and play.
Well, he could. Yeah.
Why do you want him boosting the Dutch league instead of our league?
Bring that right on, TK. If the
A
league,
would they pay
is,
him the money though?
Well,
A league use him as a marquee player. Would they?
No, but he's signed by Manchester City,
right?
So he's a Manchester City
he'd
player.
He'd come back to Melbourne City.
Played by them, so you'd imagine he'd come back to Melbourne City if it was the A league.
Beautiful.
I don't care. You know what? I just want him to play. He needs to play.
Yeah.
Needs to play week in, week out. Do you want to talk multi quickly?
Yeah, quick multi, mate.
Some value in this one. Manchester United to get over Bournemouth. Everton to get over Brighton.
Everton.
Liverpool to get over Arsenal. Newcastle United to get over Melbourne Victory in the A-League. So it's a four-leg multi,
Newcastle
EPL into A-League.
$15.87. Mossy, always a pleasure to chat.
Love it, boys.
So sensible.
Have a great trip to Melbourne.
That's guaranteed.